This is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 30, 2024. In our headlines, racist graffiti has been found in Salem. Several North Shore school districts will be getting electric buses. And Lynn leaders are looking for pay raises. Our weather today, rain ending this afternoon, temperatures near 60, high tide this afternoon at 5:45. I'm Bill Newell. Rick Moore is off. Our news is powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting North Shore local news and sports coverage. Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Racist graffiti was found this week on a Salem sidewalk. WCVB-TV is reporting today that the racial slurs targeting black people was carved into a wet concrete sidewalk near the corner of Jefferson Avenue and Wilson Street. Mayor Dominic Pangallo has responded by saying, "Salem strives to be a place that welcomes and celebrates all." He added, "Hate has no place in our city." Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo. Several Massachusetts school districts will be getting $42 million of federal funds for electric school buses. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports that Newburyport will be getting $3 million for 15 buses. Salem will get $2.6 million for 13 buses. Other school districts will be getting funding. They include Gloucester, Marblehead, Beverly, and Essex Tech. The Lynn City Council is planning on a hearing to raise their own pay. Sophia Harris reports in today's Daily Item that there will be a public hearing for the proposal on June 11. The council is proposing a $7,500 pay hike for themselves. If the pay hikes are approved, counselors will receive $32,500 a year, while school committee members will receive $16,250 annually. The select board in Swampscott met last night, and town administrator Sean Fitzgerald provided several brief updates.
Community development's been busy. Last week we had divers conducting boring work, geotechnical work on the pier. We have a number of rain barrels. You can collect a rain barrel for $89 and help us be a little cleaner and greener. Master plan committee will have their first meeting this week. Incredibly important committee. Master plans have been proven to hold up in courts in terms of municipal priorities, so it's important that that master plan reflects the vision for what Swampscott hopes to be. And we're working on our hazardous mitigation plan with MAPC. We did receive a grant of $5,000 from MAPC that will help us update this. This is critical to helping the town secure additional grants.
Fitzgerald added that this week's Memorial Day observance was impressive.
Thank Swampscott citizens, but our tree committee, our VFW, our veterans agent for some of the extraordinary programs that we had in Swampscott over the weekend. We had flags on Monument Ave. We had tree committee dedication and rededication for a number of veterans who gave their lives for our freedoms. And we had a very poignant and special Memorial Day event, and certainly appreciate the attendance of a number of select board members. But really, very few communities do as much to really think about the importance of Memorial Day in Swampscott, and I hope that tradition continues.
Swampscott Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald. Sports is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at xobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States, and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the XO Bath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Orioles last night. Here he is, baseball insider Andy Carboni.
Well, Camden Yards in Baltimore, the Red Sox lost the rubber game of their three-game series to the Orioles, falling 6-1. Cutter Crawford got roughed up in a second straight start, allowing 5 runs over 6 innings. Sox back at Fenway tonight, hosting the Detroit Tigers, opening up a 6-game homestand with 4 Tigers come in for 2. First pitch tonight at 7:10 with Nick Pivetta on the mound. Red Sox have now reached the 500 mark at 28-28. They're in third place in the AL East, 9.5 games behind the first place Yankees. But there was some good news last night at Fenway Park, even though that the Red Sox are not in town, as Dustin Pedroia, Trot Nixon, Jonathan Papelbon, all inducted into the Red Sox Hall of Fame.
Thanks, Andy. The Celtics do not open up their NBA Finals series until June 6th. The Endicott baseball team is in Ohio preparing for the NCAA D3 World Series. The Gulls open play tomorrow afternoon against Lynchburg. First pitch at 1:15. We'll have more coverage on that as our week progresses. But Coach Brian Haley told us that after their 2 come-from-behind wins last week over at Endicott College, the team, among their wins this year, had several come-from-behind wins, getting to their impressive 46-2 record.
It's hard. We played so many games now. I think we played 48 games. How many come from behinds? At least a handful, for sure. You know, you have to win baseball games in many, many different ways. And we've been down and had to come back. It's not as often as maybe we've just gotten a lead and kind of held on and, or separated. But no, there's definitely been at least a handful, maybe 5-10 times where we have come back.
Endicott College coach Brian Haley. Tournament tennis yesterday. On the boys' side, Hamilton Wenham and Ipswich each opened up with wins. On the girls' side, Danvers and Masconomet posted wins, while Beverly fell to Lincoln Sudbury in girls' tennis. In MIAA tournament action today, there's more tennis, and the Hamilton Wenham softball team opens play at home against Nantucket, while the Peabody lacrosse team plays at Belmont tonight. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Rick Morgan is off today. I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Thursday. This is MSONewsSports.com. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.